everybody. Welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing So Far. It's Red Friday, January 31st, 2020, and the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years on Sunday. Go Chiefs! This week, just like last week, we don't have any news or updates from YouTube, so instead, we're going to jump over into Google.
Now let's dive into Google.
Google's John Mueller told us that when Google sees a brand new website, it actually estimates the ranking signals so that it can rank that website and documents on that website appropriately. Then it goes back and it figures out the actual values. So if you launch a website and you rank really high and then you see your rankings disappear, that might be one of the reasons why. You've got to work to rebuild all of those other search signals they may have estimated incorrectly at the beginning. The new favicon and breadcrumbs layout on Google's desktop search results is so unpopular. So many people don't like it that Google has made a very rare about face and said they're going to start experimenting with different types of layouts on desktop, and they may end up actually removing the favicon and breadcrumb layout on desktop search results. Last week, Google took away the second ranking position for any document that had a featured snippet granted, which is that big box at the top of the search results with a lot of information in it. Now, initially, this only took that second ranking position away if that second ranking position was on page one of Google. But this week, according to RankRanger, an SEO tool and an SEO tracking system, they can't find a second ranking position anywhere in the top 200 search results or in the top 20 pages of Google, which means Google started out just saying, hey, you don't get the first page, you can get the second page. But now Google's basically saying, if you get a featured snippet, you don't get another ranking position for that same document anywhere else in Google. On desktop search inside of Google, when a document's link appears in the featured snippet in the panel to the right-hand side, that is now going to actually result in a number one ranking at the top of the search results on the left-hand side. This is probably temporary because Google actually wants to move the featured snippets on the right-hand side into the top of search results. They just don't have this ready to go yet. So until that happens, they've decided to go ahead and do this duplicate in this one situation. So it doesn't happen anywhere else. But if you get a right side featured snippet right now, you are getting the number one search result in Google. That will be taken away. Google considers the featured snippet at the top to be position number one, not the search result below it. So when that snippet goes up there, you're going to lose that one. Pay attention to this. Understand your search results and see what happens when this change rolls out. Google has confirmed that having a Google Assistant action does not impact your Google search rankings in any way. Google Ads is eliminating accelerated ad delivery by May of this year. It goes away at the end of April, and all advertising campaigns on Google Ads will have to use standard delivery. So start, if you're on accelerated delivery, start using standard delivery now. You don't want this to be an abrupt change in April. You want to get your account used to it, get your clients or your bosses used to the standard delivery instead of the accelerated delivery. Google Search Console has just given us back an ability that we used to have inside of Google Webmaster Tools that got deprecated, and that is the ability to temporarily remove a URL or a document inside of Google via the Search Console. This is a very useful tool for SEOs who maybe find something ranking that shouldn't be. We can't always immediately get that pulled out through things like robots.txt or the robots no index tag. But now you can temporarily remove it via Google Search Console. So thumbs up, John, Gary, everybody else. Love it. Really excited to have this tool back. The performance report inside of Google Search Console has a new color palette. They just switched up the colors. Previously, it was a bunch of blues and greens, and they kind of mixed it up so that the colors don't all kind of look the same to people who are colorblind. This is probably not going to impact you in a whole lot of ways, but just know that the color changed, so reporting and stuff might look different. One of the colors is kind of a yellow goldish color, so your clients may think that it means something or it's alerting them to something. It's just the average ranking color change, so you just may want to point that out to clients if you're using this data for any kind of reporting. Local SEOs, myself and Jan Gilbert from Sterling Sky, have discovered business listings in the United States on Google Maps using Pakistan phone numbers. This is obviously very, very disturbing that Google My Business, which is the business side of this and runs all of that, is allowing people or businesses in the United States to have foreign phone numbers. So, A, this really sucks because it means that there's not a lot happening to spam, and spam seems to still be working on Google Maps. And B, this is really, really bad for consumers who may just end up hitting that call button and making a foreign call. This might be happening in other countries too. So when you're looking at your spam reports or you want to report spam, maybe start looking to see where that phone number is from and see if we can't get Google and Google My Business to take action on these. Google Chrome appears to be running a test where the URL in the URL bar is actually replaced by a keyword that a user types into Google. So when they type the keyword into Google search and then they click on a link, instead of showing them that URL link in the URL bar, Google Chrome in this limited test appears to be showing them the search result they typed into Google. There has been a rumor for a little over a year that Google really hates URLs. We actually even touched on it last week. If this test is true and this is really happening, this is another scary sign that Google is trying to kill URLs and make people more and more dependent on the system that is Google. This would really suck. If we do see this more, I would highly encourage everyone to start using a different browser, but hang tight. We'll see what happens. Google is releasing a new video app called Tanji, maybe Tangai. I don't actually know how to pronounce it. The app is designed for people to record 60-second DIY or tutorial videos and then share those with other people. So think almost like Vine, but a little longer with Pinterest-like content. The new app is coming out soon. It's been tested by some people already with mixed results. If it doesn't work out, they'll probably just fold this video content into YouTube anyway. So look out for Tanji or Tangi. I don't know how to say it. And check it out for yourself. See if you like it.
Over on Facebook.
Facebook has released their promised and much anticipated off Facebook data tracking and clearing tool for users. So you can now actually go in and see how Facebook is actually tracking all of your location data, your purchase data, and other things. They're telling you where they got the data from. It's pretty interesting and kind of creepy. If you want to go in and look at that and understand how us Facebook advertisers are able to target people, just so you know, if you're out there and you're watching this and you're not a marketer, just an FYI, the marketers don't actually see that information. We don't see that. Facebook stores that in a database. We only tell Facebook we want to target people who match a certain interest profile or something like that. And then Facebook lines those two up for us. We don't actually get to see your data, but you can see your data now. So it's interesting that Mark Zuckerberg came through with this promise. Check it out. See if you like it. Supposedly you can clear the data. The jury's out on if that's actually working or not. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat announced a new unique video series, and we're talking only about this one because of what it is. It's called Bitmoji TV. And Snapchat's Bitmoji TV will take the Bitmojis that you've already created on Snapchat and will put them into animated short films where they are the stars. So in a roundabout sort of way, it's your animated avatar starring in an animated video series on Snapchat. This may drive higher user engagement. It may make people want more stuff like this. I have no idea. Thought it was interesting and thought we should tell you about it. We take you now to Bing. Microsoft Ads is rolling out responsive search ads worldwide. These started out at the end of 2019 as a beta test in the United States, and now they have been rolled out to everyone. Bing made an incredibly small and nearly unnoticeable change to their UX recently, and that happened to be around the search box on the Bing website. They said that they found a bunch of space around there that wasn't allowing users to click, and they found this problem via their own tool called Clarity, and now they're actually giving people a free pilot program access to that tool. You can find the link to Clarity from Bing down in the description below this video. Bing has partnered with Botify to offer enterprise-level real-time indexing in the Bing search engine. Right now, you can use an API for Bing to get up to 10,000 URLs instantly or near instantly indexed in Bing's search engine. But if you're trying to get more than 10,000 URLs index inside of Bing or force a recrawl by the Bing bot, you're going to have to use another way or Currently, you're going to have to wait. Well, if you're a Botify customer, you can actually now go in and get more than 10,000 URLs indexed in Bing almost instantaneously.
Over on Pinterest.
Pinterest is getting into the augmented reality game. They have a new feature that allows users to try on makeup from their pins using augmented reality. This is just them dipping their toes in the water. Pinterest may end up expanding upon this. It's something for marketers, especially those in lifestyle and apparel and makeup, to pay attention to. Here we go to Reddit. You can now bulk edit your schedule, budget, and bids in your ad groups inside of Reddit ads. Over on Twitter, several NFL affiliated accounts, the UFC account, and a few ESPN affiliated Twitter accounts were all hacked by a hacker group this week. This is just a reminder that you're not the NFL, the UFC, or ESPN. If your account gets hacked, Twitter may not care, or they may not react very quickly, or they may not be able to restore it like they were able to with all of these groups. Update your password, update your security policy, make sure people don't have access to your Twitter if you don't want them to have access to it, and probably all of your social media. Probably a good way to start 2020 is go through and update all of your passwords and your login information. Bonus round! Marketing data analytics provider Jumpshot has announced they are shutting down operations effective immediately. This comes after a Vice News investigative report uncovered that Jumpshot data was actually coming from the Avast antivirus software program, which was tracking all of the clicks and web activity from the users who've installed Avast on their computers. Vine's co-creator is back with a new 6-second looping video app called Byte, not to be confused with Byte Dance, which owns TikTok. DuckDuckGo is showing quick answers again. This is something they did a while back and sort of got away from. Their quick answers look a lot like Google's featured snippets, and it looks like a majority, if not all of them right now, are coming from the website WikiHow. MoviePass has filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy and is now 100% completely dead. WooCommerce has updated to version 3.9. GoDaddy has purchased the content creation app Over, which specializes in helping small businesses create content for social media. Thanks for tuning in to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. We do these podcasts every single week. If you subscribe or share this podcast with your friends, we deeply appreciate it. If you have any questions or feedback on the podcast, you can head over to joeyoungblood.com, click on the contact page, and send me your thoughts. And if you're watching the Super Bowl this Sunday, please do me a favor and root for the Chiefs. I'll talk to you next week.